Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Director of Alumni Relations at the University of Jamestown, and also the Dine and Bin Coordinator, Kelsey Darragish, joins us. And Kelsey, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren.
Yes, thank you for joining us on Let's Talk. Very, very excited. The annual Dine and Bid is coming up, the 32nd annual on April 21st in Jamestown. Dine and Bid, such a great thing for the University of Jamestown, Kelsey. Been going on for a very long time, and we get closer to it. For our listeners who don't know what Dine and Bid is, would you mind telling us a little bit about it?
Sure. Dine and Bid at the University of Jamestown, this is one of our biggest fundraiser events that we do each year. We usually bring in around 400 alumni and friends that get together to support student scholarships.
Yeah, and as you said, biggest fundraiser, thousands and thousands of dollars have been raised. And it, like you said, biggest fundraiser, and it makes those scholarships possible for those students going to the university, right?
Yep. We usually raise around $150,000, and that goes straight to student scholarships.
It's an amazing night. It's so much fun. And like you said, a lot of alumni get involved with it, but a lot of community members get involved with it too, right?
Yes. Yep. We have a lot of support from the community, from businesses that sponsor and just come out and help celebrate with us.
Perfect. So it's coming up April 21st, the 32nd annual Dine and Bid. So what does the night entail, Kelsey? I know there's some auctions, there's entertainment, there's delicious food. I mean, can you kind of walk us through what Dine and Bid has involved with it?
Sure. Yep. The event starts at 5:30. With a little social hour, you're able to go around and check out our silent auctions. We have two silent auctions, and we also have a live auction that we'll do later on in the night. We'll have a great meal that's put on by Sodexo, which is the food service on our campus. And then we also have student entertainment throughout the night, and that's usually a pretty good time. So.
Awesome. It is. It's so much fun. And I highly encourage anybody who's never been to it before to go and check it out. Tickets are available, and we'll get that information from Kelsey coming up. Kelsey, can you tell us what's on the menu for it? Because I know a lot of people go to things for food most of the time.
Yes. Yes, we have a beef tenderloin, which awesome. Is our main meal. And then for a vegetarian option, we have a mushroom farro risotto.
Ooh, okay.
With some sides with those.
So. That sounds really good. Awesome. So again, Kelsey Darragish, right here on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about the Dine and Bid coming up on April 21st. All the money raised goes on to help the University of Jamestown with scholarships and a different venue this year. It's been held at the the Larson Center before, but this year we're getting to be in the new Harold Newman Arena.
Yes, we're very excited. We'll be on the gym floor in the Harold Newman Arena.
There'll be alumni there who maybe haven't got to see it before. And it's really kind of like a reunion of sorts, too, which is really fun. So the night, again, starts off at 5:30, like Kelsey said. Is there like an age restriction on this, Kelsey? Do people have to be 21 years or older to join in this?
Yes, they should be over 21.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And let's get into tickets because I know those are available right now, right?
Yep, tickets are $75 a piece. You can still get tickets. You can either call our office at 701-252-3467, and my extension is 5638, and we can take care of you there.
Perfect.
Otherwise, you can get online at uj.edu/dineandbid.
Okay. And they obviously have to get it beforehand because they have to, like, know what they're being served, right?
Yes, we'd love if you could let us know by April 9th so we can get our seating chart put together and get all our food ordered.
Perfect. Awesome. So if you have plans to join the University of Jamestown's Dine and Bid, make sure you get in by April 9th, like Kelsey said, because the event comes up on April 21st. Kelsey, is there anything we're missing? We've talked about the silent auctions. We've talked about the community involvement. We've talked about the tickets. Anything else that you wanted to mention about Dine and Bid or the university?
We do have a few live auction items.
The live auctions. I forget. There's so many auctions involved with the night. It's crazy.
Yeah, we do. We're having the Belize Home again offered on the live auction. It's obviously in Belize. And there's five master suites.
Okay.
And that's going at a minimum bid of $8,000.
Right. And that may sound expensive, but I mean, a trip to Belize, awesome. But we have to remember it goes to help out the students and future students at the university.
Yep.
Kelsey, that's awesome. I'm excited. I know you're excited too. And it's going to be a good night. April 21st, the University of Jamestown Dine and Bid. 32nd annual. Oh, the theme. We should mention the theme because this is really fun. There's always different themes when it comes to the Dine and Bid.
Yes, the 32nd annual Dine and Bid is the night at the Oscars.
Night spelled with a K.
As a night, yeah.
So, like a night. So, night at the Oscars, a super fun night. I encourage anybody to go. $75 for the tickets. Kelsey, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much, Warren.